أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين أتريدون أن تجعلوا لله عليكم سلطانا مبينا. صدق الله العظيم. The discussions which are carrying on about the munafiqeen, the murtadeen, those who renegate after accepting Islam, they again go back to kufr and the open kafirin. After all this, and Allah gave us all this lesson, as the mufassireen write clearly, so that we don't follow them and we don't become like them. Those weaknesses must not come into us. Now in this ayat very clearly Allah Ta'ala Himself gives the command that not only that from the other ayats you deduce that you should not follow the kuffar or you should not become like them. So Allah Ta'ala here addresses the believers directly. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattakhidul kafirina awliya'a min dunil mu'minin. E iman walo na banao kafir ko apna rafiq, musalmanu ko chhod kar. O believers, do not take the kuffar as your friends, leaving out the believers. In other words, make your the believers your friends. And in here is that our whole muashara, our whole life must rotate as far as possible with the believers. And as far as muwaddat is concerned, love, we must only have love for believers. So we have to be very careful in the environments that we are living in. Our children who go to school mix with non-Muslims, it's very dangerous. And at the workplace also, meeting with the non-Muslims and then making them our friends, where we live also. We live in so-called white areas where there are hardly Muslims. Neighbors are not Muslims. We don't hear Adhan also. Very dangerous. And on our own, what sites we are visiting on the phone and who we are keeping contact with on the phone. If we are keeping with non-Muslims for contact, etc., all these things are extremely dangerous. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif, Al-Mar'u Ma'aman Ahab. A person will be raised, will be together with who he loves. If the love of the kuffar is coming to our heart and we take them as our friends and we associate with them and we don't care about the believers, we don't take Muslims as friends, we take non-Muslims as friends, then that is, we will be raised with them also. It's a very, very dangerous thing, and we are warned here in this ayat very clearly that those who are the open kuffar, we must not mix with them, we must not have friendship with them. If we do business with them, any other dealings, it must be just limited to the business dealings. It mustn't become a friendly relationship. We need somebody to work in our houses, etc. It might be a non-Muslim plumber, carpenter, whoever it might be. That must go just as far as the work is concerned. Not further than that, and that we become good pals and friends with them. And we become very close. So Allah warns against that very strongly. Also, it is the reason for the reasoning behind this is the other ayat of the Quran Sharif, مَا جَعَلُ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِ, that Allah has made possible two hearts in a person's body. That is, that a person cannot have two ideas. Muslims also his friend, and non-Muslims also his friend. It is just one side. You either have Muslims as your friends, or unfortunately, if you have non-Muslims as your friends, then that is very dangerous. The two, love of the two cannot go together. They are poles apart. A mu'min, a believer, his life, his thinking, his way of life, everything is different. And a kafir, everything of his is the opposite to that. A mu'min, deen is dear to him. Akhirat is dear to him. Allah Ta'ala is dear to him. He lives for akhirat, for deen. And a non-believer, this dunya is everything for him. And he goes according to what is expedient. what is more beneficial according to dunya, and keeps contact also as far as dunya. So the two of them cannot go together. So in the same way, you can't have friendship with the believers and the non-believers. So if you either have one, and for the believers, it is that we must have friendship with our Muslim brothers, Muslim people, not with non-Muslims. And if you do so, if you take non-Muslims as your kafir, as your friends, Allah Ta'ala wants, تُرِيدُونَ أَن تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ سُلْطَانًا مُبِينًا. کیا لیا چاہتے ہو اپنے اوپر اللہ کا الزام صریح. What do you want to establish? The proof of Allah, the argument of Allah openly against you. That is that you took my enemies as your friend. So you made your own case worse. Evidence is there now against you. Are you trying to establish evidence against you by taking non-Muslims as your friend? And this is proof of Allah Ta'ala against you in this world also, and openly in the akhirat, that you made my enemies your friends, and therefore you are counted with my enemies. And so you are bringing destruction, doom on yourself by taking the non-Muslims as your friend. So this is very important. And also we should see further that our mu'ashara, our way of life, must not be like the kuffar. Our lifestyle, our dressing, our education, all our things, how we live, must not be the ways of the kuffar. It must be the ways of the believers and the friends of Allah. So a short ayat, but very important lessons for us, and to safeguard our iman. And for us also, and at the same time, our children who are going to schools, who are going to universities, who are going to the workplaces, etc. All of us must be very conscious about this, that we don't keep bosom friendship, mawaddat, with the non-believers. Just a casual little meeting, greeting, if we meet with them, but not further than that, and no deep love for them, and no deep friendship for them, and particularly cutting off Muslims and keeping friends with non-Muslims. Very dangerous. May Allah protect us all, guide us to righteousness, and Allah Ta'ala in His mercy and kindness has explained this openly and clearly in the Quran Sharif, so that there is no ambiguity and that we don't fall into any error. May Allah Ta'ala help and guide us, inshallah.